them all under Robbie Power and wins the Gold Cup.
Cheltenham is everything. There's no place like Cheltenham, you know, and if you're lucky enough to ride a winner at the Cheltenham Festival or ride a winner of the Cheltenham Gold Cup, you know, walk down in front of 70,000 people, there's no feeling like it, and Cheltenham is the biggest stage.
Cheltenham Festival 2018 on William Hill Racing Radio.
Well, at the time of recording this, we're just 17 days away from the Cheltenham Festival 2018. And my name is Mark Walton, joined in the studio by Andy Gibson. We're going to take a look at look ahead to the RSA Chase, currently headed in the betting by Presenting Percy at 5-2, 7-2 Mona Lee, 8-1 Black Corton, Album Photo is 12s with invitation only, 16-1 Mere Storm and Shattered Love, Willoughby Court 16s as well, 20s or bigger for the remainder. We've got a pretty short price favourite there at the moment, Andy, in the shape of Presenting Percy, who we've seen doing great stuff over in Ireland so far. Is he the rightful favourite for the race at this point, in your opinion?
I'm open-minded. I don't think he's the rightful favourite based on his Irish form on desperate ground this season. He won over 3 miles five on heavy ground. Then he won over 3 miles on horrible ground. And then he got beaten by our Duke last time out over 2.5 miles. The races he's competed in this season have very little to do with what will be required to win an RSA chase. So in that respect, I would say that at 5-2, he's shorter than he should be. In my opinion, he's a horse amongst three or four with a chance in the RSA, whereas if they'd have gone down the four-mile route with him, the National Hunt Chase, then I would have been very, very strong on him for that race.
Well, the good thing about that, then, I suppose, is that he takes quite an awful lot out of the market there at 5-2, so there must be value elsewhere, in your opinion.
Yeah, there is. I mean, don't get me wrong, Presenting Percy has a perfectly sound chance, and if he was 5 or 6-1, yeah, then I'd be thinking, well, you know, I'd be possibly tempted, but 5-2 is just simply too short. I would say Mona Lee has at least as good a chance as presenting Percy. The negative with him would be that when he won last time out, he won narrowly, and there were five horses at the last that could have won that day. So you sort of keep going back to that old phrase, they can't all be superstars. I remember thinking the same when Boston Bob and Lord Windermere and Lyrene Legend fought out a finish in the same race 5 or 6 years ago, and then Boston Bob would have won the RSA but fell at the second last or something. And Lord Windermere did win it and then went on to win the Gold Cup. So in that sense, they were all champions.
But yes,
it doesn't happen very often. And I think Mona Lee is good, but I think he's very beatable. I think Black Corton is just still remarkably overpriced at 8-1. And last time out, I know he looked super impressive last time out, but actually I would say that in terms of what he achieved, I would be less impressed with that than on some of his other performances, because last time out, he led all the way. He was given a very, very easy lead in a small field. He was running against a galloping staying horse called Ms. Parfois, who wouldn't be the quickest. And what Bryony Frost did was really clever on the day, because Black Corton was felt to have needed the run, so she really looked after him. She was, on my clock, she was about 9 seconds slower going from the sixth last to the last fence first time round compared to second time round, which strongly supports the notion that she gave him an easy ride round and then made it more of a sprint, an element of a sprint finish from six out to the line,
yeah,
which would not have suited Ms. Parfois, and I think therefore accentuated Black Corton's winning margin. Now, but the point with Black Corton is that he's run in circumstances that hasn't suited him two or three times, including at Kempton on Boxing Day in the Cato Star, where that course would not have suited him, and he just keeps winning.
Yeah.
He's an absolutely brilliant jumper, and he's definitely a player in this. And when you look down the list, there are not many horses in this race. You've got Willoughby Court, who'll go for the JLT. You've got Invitation Only, who might well go for the JLT. Gordon Elliott said Shattered Love probably wouldn't go to the festival. Bally Optic will want soft ground to have any chance whatsoever. Mia Storm has a chance as a bit of a squeak at a big price. Black Corton's a big player at 8-1, and I would suggest that he's a strong each way bet.
Strong each way bet than Black Corton at 8-1. It'd be quite a good story for the festival as well, wouldn't he? Because he's gradually improved. He's been ridden by Bryony Frost, who's been an emerging star. If they were to come together and then go on and win the RSA, that'd be quite a nice story for the season as well, wouldn't it?
It'd be fantastic. And of course, you always look forward to the post-race interview with listening to Bryony Frost. It's great.
Some great horses have won this race down the years as well. And they've gone on to win the Gold Cup as well. We might see Mike Bite do that after winning last year's renewal. We've seen the likes of Lord Windermere, Bobsworth go on and do that. Denman won the RSA before the Gold Cup as well. down the years, it's been a tremendous race at the festival, hasn't it?
It has, but of course, as always, we remember the ones that went on and did it. And
yes.
The reality is that the vast majority don't. And in the long term, there was a long patch where this race was seen as a real killer race. But I think that on this quicker ground, perhaps it's not as bad. There was a point in the 90s when it was run on sort of softer ground. Certainly in 95, I remember it was horrible ground. And for inexperienced novice chasers to be running over 3 miles in a grueling race might not always have been the best thing for them. But Black Courten is a very experienced horse. And the big thing, the big advantage he's got over Presenting Percy and Mona Lee is course form.
So that's the recommendation from Andy Gibson then for the RSA. Black Courten at 8-1 at the time of recording this. Don't forget the non-runner insurance as well. If you back Black Courten and he doesn't make it to the festival for whatever reason, you will get your money back in cash. We're only a couple of weeks away from the Cheltenham Festival. We're almost ready.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.